What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Midday Show with Andy and Randy with you here on a hump day. Again, like we mentioned off the top, Hawks back at it tonight. Final game before the All-Star break. It'd be nice to go into the All-Star break with a four-game winning streak. Winners of 5 out of 6 coming off the trade deadline and all that against the New York Knicks. Knicks favored by 7.5 at Madison Square Garden tonight. But you can listen to that game right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And like you mentioned, Randy, Trey always tends to play pretty good in that building. And the Hawks have played well against the Knicks this year as well. They knocked them out of the play-in tournament earlier on in the season. And again, chance to maybe go into the break with
a little positive energy.
I don't want to say too much like momentum, but a little positive energy, feeling good about it. Because obviously there was a tough couple weeks with all those losses and Jalen Johnson getting hurt and the deadline kind of being what it was. Nice to go into the All-Star break with Trey representing the Eastern Conference. Or I guess it's not really the Eastern Conference. Ooh. He's on a team with all the European guys.
Barkley's team, yeah.
I think I like that team the best because they got Joker, they got SGA, and they got Trey.
Yes. They got Wemby too, right?
And they got Wemby.
Oh, okay.
And they got Karl Anthony Towns.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I mean, I'm probably not going to watch it, but I'm just interested in how the format will be. You know, that's the only thing. And the reason I said, because I just don't watch All-Star games anymore. It's just not good basketball.
No.
It is what it is. But I think that, you know, having Trey there represent Atlanta, I think it's just an awesome thing for him. He played the sound yesterday of his thought process about going as far as, you know, talking to his little brother and wanting to bring the city and represent Atlanta out there at San Francisco. I thought it was great. It was great. It was cool.
Yeah, we looked back because there was, the conversation of like, has anyone ever declined? Yeah, him.
Yeah.
In 21 or something like that, when he was kind of the similar, you know, late ad, injury ad, whatever, and he decided not to go, which is interesting because the game was here.
Yes.
But there was no fans.
Yes.
So.
I remember when.
Was that the COVID All-Star game?
Yes. I remember when the All-Star game was here. Michael Jordan's last All-Star game.
Oh, like a real one.
And it was freaking bananas in this city. Just like couldn't get no damn wear.
I bet.
Couldn't get no damn wear. It was raggedy. It rang.
But fun?
Oh, hell yeah, dog. It was fun. Whoa. It was so we had a good time.
What year is that?
Oh, God. That was my sad. What year? What year
it's
was
like that? Like 04?
What year was that? Like second year? I think it was second year.
03, 04, something like that?
Yeah. Because I didn't have the capital to stay downtown. I remember that. I didn't have the right capital to stay down here, you know, to pay that kind of room per night. So I stayed over in, like, right outside of Buckhead.
Okay.
Yeah.
Outside of Buckhead.
Like, right there, like, right where Cheshire Bridge is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I stayed over that way.
I used to live over there.
Yeah, I couldn't afford to. I wouldn't. My capital wasn't there to be able to stay down here yet.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
They got some nice hotels over there,
too. It was nice. To sleep in.
We live close to a Best Western over there.
Yeah, I stayed at the Sleep In, Andy. King-size room. Yeah. Upgraded.
There you go. Look, you can have just as much fun at what did you call it, the King Inn?
Yeah, the Sleep In. The Sleep In,
You can have just as much fun as the Sleep In as you can at a Four Seasons.
Yeah, man. I surely did.
Hell yeah. All right. Let's listen to Kevin Durant make history last night.
Durant can join the group in the 30,000 club here. Sitting on 25 tonight. Through the first three quarters, giving 26. and 30K for Durant.
This, I mean, one of the best scores ever.
Yep.
You know, and I think Wilt and Mike only are the only two fastest than Kevin
Durant. Yeah, they got there faster than
him. Yeah, but I mean, the dude is just, you know, he's easy money sniper. That's his damn Twitter handle.
It's a great,
because that's what he is.
It's a great nickname.
That's what he is, and it seems like he's going to be on another team next season.
It does.
So
that's kind of the weird part about the Kevin Durant. And look, I guess that's true of a lot of these guys now. Like LeBron's on he's played for multiple teams. But like the weird, like, journeyman part of Kevin Durant's career.
Yeah, because,
you know,
the thing about it,
like, this is going to be, so it's his Suns, and there's a couple years there. Yeah. He's on another team next year. He was in Brooklyn for a while. Mm-hmm. Then, obviously, he was in Golden State, started out in Oklahoma City, technically started out in Seattle. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, that's a lot of teams for, like, none of these other guys that are in that club. LeBron, Kareem, Karl Malone, Kobe, Michael Jordan, Dirk Nowitzki, Wilt Chamberlain. Like, you know, you kind of associate those guys with one team.
Yeah.
Who do you associate KD with?
I don't know. I mean, he had his best year, obviously. He was great. He won an MVP at Oklahoma City.
He did.
You know, I still think he was the best team on those Warriors teams.
I think so, too. Yeah. He was a finals MVP twice.
I think he was the best player on those Warriors teams.
He was.
And I think that if he doesn't go, LeBron wins another title. I think he beats him again. I think he beats LeBron and Cleveland beats Golden State again one of those two times if he's not there.
Oh, okay, sure.
Yeah, he's not there. But I don't know.
It's weird, right?
Yeah, I don't know. But I think the thing with him is because his game translates everywhere. Mm-hmm. Like, he can go anywhere and be successful. He's a plug and play type player. I don't know where he wants to go. I'm assuming he wants to go somewhere to win a championship.
Yeah, but he's not.
But I don't know where he goes.
He's not going.
Can Pat Riley finally get him?
Maybe.
Because Pat been chasing him for years.
Yeah, that would make sense.
Yeah, can Miami and Pat Riley go finally
get him? They could use him after losing Jimmy.
Yeah, can that be a place? I mean, what about
– Golden State seems off.
Yeah.
Like, he's not interested in that.
Would he go to the Knicks?
Dallas, maybe?
Maybe. That's why I really thought he was going to go when they were talking about the trade, and then you find out that he did not ask for the trade. Like, oh.
Right, that's why you think he's leaving.
Yeah, that's why you think he's leaving. So I'm like, well, Dallas makes a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. And then, but if you, like – he ain't going to no damn D.C.
Yeah, I know he's from there.
I know he's from there.
And all that.
Ain't no way in the hell Kevin Durant going to play with no Jordan Poole.
He's getting, well, yeah, that's true.
1 year at the end of his career?
Maybe,
I don't think he's there yet.
And that's fair.
He ain't there yet. But I could think, like, if he wanted to, like, just go all and go to the Knicks.
Sure.
Yeah, go to the Knicks or something. But, yeah. Well, I mean, why not come to Atlanta?
Come on.
Yeah. We've been chasing. They said they called. One report said they called Phoenix.
They did?
Yeah, they called Phoenix. I mean, the report that was written.
You know, it would be kind of fun. That would be fun. Sorry, I'm going to validate the possibility of that and say yes. That would be great if he came to Atlanta. Because I was just going to quickly move on, because obviously that's not going to happen. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Let's have fun and pretend.
Hold on, man. This is the thing.
Yeah.
This is the thing. Listen to me now. We talked about it a couple weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
Like, this is the time when these teams start coming together. Trey's going to be at the All-Star game.
Yeah.
Richie Shea's going to be at the All-Star game.
Yeah.
Kevin Durant's going to be at the All-Star game.
Go over there.
Just go there and talk.
Sit with him. He knows Cade. He knows him from way back.
Way back. He took a picture with him.
Yeah, when he was a kid.
Took a picture with him.
So.
What would it be like if we finally got to play? I remember watching you play.
Me and you were teammates in my driveway my whole childhood.
Yeah, man.
Think about what it would be like.
When you want to come to Atlanta?
Yeah. Okay, good. We did it.
Yeah.
You know what would be really fun is Anthony Edwards.
Yeah.
That'd be really fun. Because they got that new ownership group now. New ownerships always want to make a splash. They always want to do that.
You're saying their biggest splash would be to get rid of Anthony Edwards?
No. To get Kevin Durant.
Oh, I thought we should talk about Trey and that.
No.
I thought you were talking about Trey and that.
No.
Oh.
I stopped talking about the Hawks doing anything fun.
Okay, yeah. I was like, hold on, what?
And check back into reality.
That would be a good one.
Yeah.
That would be a great one because we know how he feels about Kevin Durant and everything like that. So that would be a perfect fit.
That actually would make sense, too.
Yeah. Because they need another score. They need another player.
Yeah, they do.
And Ant-Man, I mean, I don't want to call him ball hog, but there's nobody else there.
Who's supposed to pass to? Nikhil Alexander Walker. No offense, but
I don't know.
Not passing it to you, man. It's like Kobe with Smush.
Yeah.
It's not that bad.
Oh, my God.
It's not that bad. But
Smush Parker.
Kobe scores all those points. What am I supposed to do? Pass it to Smush Parker.
That did not have to be said.
Nah, Kobe had a real problem with that guy.
I don't know why.
I don't know either.
And I don't know because he probably
didn't work hard.
He didn't.
I mean,
the funniest Kobe moments of all time was when, he was not playing. And Swaggy P and Boozer and all them were on the sideline goofing off about a play or something.
Yeah.
and Kobe walked over there and gave him that look.
Yeah. Or you just like, they were celebrating some dumb thing that happened at the end of a loss.
Yeah.
And he's just in street clothes on the bench.
Just like.
Dead inside.
You disgust me.
Yeah.
You guys disgust me.
Wants to take him out back and kill all of them.
You guys disgust
individually.
Me.
Yeah, no. Congratulations to Kevin Durant for 30,000. An incredible feat. Scored it on a free throw. His first points of his career were scored on a free throw as well, millions of years ago, as a Seattle Supersonic. So maybe that's what he's waiting for.
You think so?
Maybe he's waiting for the expansion team.
Well, I mean, that'd be a couple more years, right?
That's true. Who knows?
Yeah, it'd be a couple more years.
He might be
waiting. But he might be playing a couple more years.
He might be.
He might be.
That'd be pretty cool. That'd be cool if they were able to pull that off.
And bring Russell back?
Bring them all back.
Yeah.
What's Jeff Green's still in the league, we found out.
He plays for Houston. Yeah, he's Unk.
Who else we got? Serge, Ibaka never played. You know, Russell Westbrook never played for the Sonics. He just put the hat on.
Yeah, but then they moved him.
We had Delonte West.
Oh, you just got to look under the bridge for Delonte.
I know.
I feel bad for him because they tried to help him.
They did. Yeah,
I know, Abe, that was cold of me to say it like that.
But it's true, though.
But it's true.
It's true, though. Unfortunately, he pops up on social media every once in a while.
Yeah.
I hope he's okay. He was fun to watch as a player. Fun to interview, too. He always had a lot to say.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, he was
a wild quote.
Really?
Yeah.
I always thought he was real like laid back and reserved.
Pretty laid back, but you just kind of never knew what he was going to say. It was kind of like interviewing Earl Thomas.
Oh, okay.
You know?
And Earl was...
Earl would just kind of start talking, and then it's like, where's this going to go?
Right.
Who knows? Everybody shut up. Don't interrupt him.
Earl's giving us quotes.
Yeah. But they never were like, they made sense about football.
Right.
They would just start to be like nonsensical metaphors about life. It was great.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey. I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Earl always been a little.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah.
Earl was, kind of was how he played, you know what I mean?
Yeah, wild as hell.
Wild. Great. Yes. Great.
There was nothing wild. Like that, watching his little ass run past you. And you're like, it was literally be a blur.
He was a small guy.
Yeah, and he was little as hell.
Yeah,
but it would be,
very fast.
It's going to hit something.
Fearless.
It was like one of the things. I'm going to hit something.
Or miss wildly.
I'm going to hit
I'm
going to
torpedo in this direction. All right, we'll come back. All right. How soon can the Falcons be big winners? We'll get into that next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. This hour is brought to you by Padley. Sell your home for cash fast. PadlyBuys.com.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.